This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message from James, the fourth chapter, on the subject of slander. Remember, the spiritual definition of slander is speech that injures. That means husbands and wives have slandered one another. It means parents have slandered children, and children have perhaps slandered their parents. Let's continue with the conclusion of this message from James 4.
There's a story that I closed with that I'll close in this service with. Very simple. William Barclay tells the story of a man who lived in a village of 200 or 300 homes. He went to the local priest to confess his sin, and here's his sin that people can relate to in this room. I can relate to it. This man confessed to the priest that he said something that was slanderous about a neighbor, that he only to find out later that it wasn't true. Don't raise your hands, but have any of you ever done that? I have. Where you repeated some gossip you heard only to find out you got the wrong name. Somebody else. You talk about embarrassing when you have to go to somebody and say, will you forgive me for saying something about you that wasn't true? Maybe somebody can relate to that here. Maybe somebody needs to do that. On the way home, you take your cell phone and call somebody. That could happen. Confesses to the priest, this is what I've done. The priest gives him an interesting assignment for penance. He said, I want you to take a sack of feathers. I want you to take a sack of feathers and go to every home in our village and lay a feather at the doorstep. Go to the next house, lay a feather. The next day he came back to the church and told the priest what he had done, and he said, okay, now your assignment is this. I want you to go back and collect all the feathers. I want you to go back and collect all the feathers. Well, you know what happened, they were gone. All of them were gone. The priest made the point that this is what we do when we slander people. Oftentimes we say things and we can't take our words back. The Bible says our words are like releasing a bow, an arrow from a bow, and you can't retrieve the arrow once it's been loosed. Once you let go of the bow, it's gone. Once you fire the pistol, the slug is gone. Once you fire the shotgun, that's gone. You can't retrieve that which has been expelled from that gun. And so it is, our words have power, the power of life and death. I don't know about your definition of slander, but maybe you never heard of the definition that we gave today. Slander is speech that injures. Have you injured anyone this week with your speech? Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to cleanse you. And you know what He will do? He will. He will. I believe that with all my heart. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word today. Thank you that we can talk about these issues from the book of James. It's so practical. It's about everyday living. This is life on the street in the book of James, real life, real problems, real people, real situations. Thank you for this message today as you spoke to all of us in the first service, all of us in this service today about the issue of slander, speech that injures. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your help, so that we will be known as instruments of peace and blessing and joy and love and hope, not instruments of destruction. Lord, bless this invitation time if there are people who need to come. And thank you for those who came forward at the first service, anticipating people coming today to make decisions about their life and their relationship to your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless people as they come. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, we continue in the fourth chapter of James, where James talks about presumption about the future, where we talk glibly about what we're going to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when we don't even know if we have tomorrow. It's a wise word for everyone listening today. Tune in Monday to SiriusXM 131, the Family Talk Channel, to hear Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.